Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Run for Cover by Michael Ledwidge, performed by Neil Heligers. Prologue. Mountain Retreat. 1. When they turned the vehicle in off the blacktop at the trailhead, all the land still lay in shadow, and the coming sun was just a faint ribbon of paleness in the dark of the open sky. With its big all-terrain tires, the Tahoe made steady progress at first, but as the grade of the slope increased, even at a crawl, it began to buck and spin and bottom out off the deep pits and the trail-like dirt road. 2,000 feet up the mountain wall, National Park Service Ranger Owen Barber stood beside his jacked-up pickup, watching the headlights of the Tahoe as it climbed up slowly through the dry prairie grass and lodgepole pine. After another minute, he lowered his binoculars, laid them on the hood of the trunk with a clunk, and turned. On the other side of the ridge saddle he was parked upon was a descending hollow of exposed rock that looked almost lunar in nature. Beyond the hollow in the northwestern distance stood a line of immense mountains, high and jagged against the paling sky like the graph of some volatile company stock. Barber rapped on the side of the pickup with a knuckle as he gazed out at the sublime landscape. He'd been to Iraq and Afghanistan with the 101st Airborne, but West Wyoming was beyond anything he'd ever seen. It was coming on 15 minutes later when the Tahoe finally arrived. The first one out of it was small and bald, Teton County Sheriff Jim Kirkwood.
"Morning, Owen,"
Kirkwood said, handing Barber the warm steel thermos he held in his hand.
"Morning, Jim. Thanks,"
Barber said, turning and looking over at the FBI agents Kirkwood had just chauffeured up the off-road slope. There were two of them, a man and woman, sitting in the sheriff's vehicle talking to each other. Through the windshield, Barber could see they were wearing navy blue windbreakers, just like on TV. Barber was pouring out his second coffee when they finally emerged. The man was a burly individual in his early 40s with some muscle on him. The female agent was younger, Barber saw, about 35. She was a little on the short side, but quite pretty, even with her brown hair pulled back tight. They were both wearing fleece under their rain jackets, as well as hiking boots.
"So maybe they weren't completely stupid," Barber thought as he tipped the camp cup to his lips.
"Hi, I'm Dennis," the male agent said.
"Dennis Braddock."
"Owen Barber," the ranger said, raising the cup lid at him.
"Thanks for standing post until we could get here, Owen. It really means a lot," Braddock said, looking him square in the eye.
Barber nodded again, then sipped some more coffee.
"Former military," he decided. "Man had some grit, or at least a passable appearance thereof."
"Which one is Grand Teton?"
Braddock said, looking to the northwest above the hollow of the slightly off-kilter peaks.
"It's that one there,"
the FBI woman said, suddenly standing beside them, pointing.
"Right?"
she said, turning to Ranger Barber with a radiant smile. Barber looked down at her in the waft of the wind, at her light brown eyes, the spark there.
"You're right," he finally said with his own smile back. "That is it."
"This is Agent Hagen," Braddock said.
"You can call me Kit,"
she said the barber with another smile.
"A man could get used to those," Barber thought.
"How far down are we looking?"
Braddock said, gazing over the ridge saddle down into the blue-shadowed hollow.
"A little less than a mile, but it's slow going. Trail's pretty steep," Barber said.
"You were the one to find the body?"
Sheriff Kirkwood said. Barber nodded as he finished the coffee and screwed the cap back on tight.
"Yesterday at sunset," he said as he handed back the thermos to the sheriff. "We had a call from a camper about a light they saw from a trail off on that hill on the left there, so we were looking around. They had a screw-loose arsonist 2 summers ago over in Idaho who burned down 100 square miles, so they're always quick to send us out for violators."
"Violators?"
Agent Braddock said, squinting down into the shadowed landscape below them. Barber nodded.
"Yep,"
Braddock finally said.
"They send us out on those calls, too."
2. Down the hollow's steep and tricky zigzagging trail, Kit Hagen was sweating in less than 3 minutes. She'd never seen so much rock. Rock in ridges and in slopes and slides and in crevices, all of it as gray as ashes. Born and raised outside of L.A., she took in the bowl-like indentation and was reminded, weirdly, of Dodger Stadium, of all things. It was as if God had chiseled an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?